From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Every year in the United States, more than 4 million homes are sold. It's a bit of a cliche to say homeownership is part of the American dream, but it is also true. And it's true that real estate is, for most homeowners, their single greatest investment. That is why people who own houses obtain insurance to protect that investment. Insurance is a hedge against risk, but what happens to insurance when risk increases significantly? In some parts of the country, insurance companies have stopped issuing policies altogether. But for Bloomington-based State Farm, the answer is to announce that their Illinois customers would be paying an average of 27% more in the coming year. State Farm says this comes down to more severe weather and more expensive repair costs. That drew an unusual critique from Governor J.B. Pritzker, who called the 27% hike unfair and arbitrary. He's also calling on Illinois lawmakers to do something about it, all of which is the subject of our program today. Later in the hour, we'll talk with a meteorologist about what more severe weather will mean for insurance and the price we pay to rebuild when disaster strikes. But first, how the Illinois rates fit into the bigger picture of what's happening with insurance. With us for that is Lynn McChristian, Director of the Office of Risk Management and Insurance Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign's Geese College of Business. Lynn, welcome to the 21st Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Also with us, consumer advocate Abe Scar. He's State Director for Illinois PIRG, the Public Interest Research Group. Abe, welcome to you as well.
Thanks. Glad to be with you.
And I should also mention, we did invite State Farm. We actually invited the CEO of State Farm to join us on the program today. A spokeswoman said he was not available, but did send a statement that I will read from a little later in the conversation. We're also taking your calls throughout the hour this Friday. You can join us at 800-222-9455. If you have homeowners insurance, what are you paying for it? What do you think of State Farm's rate hikes? And whether or not you're affected by those increases, are you shopping around for a new insurance provider? Let us know how you've experienced this. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. All right, Lynn, I'm going to start with you. Maybe we can talk about what goes into home insurance rates.
Well, what insurance rates are, is they're the cost of claims. So when the cost of claims rises, the cost of insurance has to do that as well. And in Illinois, we've had two back-to-back years of increasing natural disasters. We've had a record amount last year. And this year so far, kind of interesting, so far this year, we have had over 100. And typically what we have, in fact, we have 106 confirmed tornadoes in Illinois this year. The average is about 54 over about 20, 30 year period, about 54. So already halfway through the year, we're reaching a higher number of natural disaster, but it's the cost of claims. So when the cost of repairs goes up, when the frequency and severity, you know, more intense storms arises, that increases what insurers have to pay out in claims.
Does severe weather elsewhere affect rates here in Illinois, right? Those terrible storms in the Carolinas, the wildfires that destroyed huge parts of Los Angeles?
It does not. So, you know, the old line, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The same thing with insurance. What happens in Illinois stays in Illinois. Illinois data shows rising losses, rising number of natural catastrophes, and that is what's adding to it. So insurance is regulated on the state level. So what happens in Illinois in and of itself is what affects it. But keep in mind also inflation, the cost of repairs, the cost of labor, raw materials, that's going up all across the country, all across the world. And so that's affecting claims as well.
Abe Scar, let me bring you into the conversation. What do you make of the reasons that State Farm has given for this rate increase?
I think there's good reason that they may need to raise their rates. It is the case that extreme weather is on the rise. And I think it's important that folks understand that extreme weather is not just a matter for the coasts, for the wildfires and hurricanes. Wind, hail, and tornado damage is really significant. That said, it doesn't necessarily mean that the rates need to go up at the level that State Farm has proposed, which is over $500 million. And these are driven by losses, but it's also important to understand that this rate increase is using projections into the future. So they're not only thinking about what happened over the last couple of years, they're projecting what they think may happen into the future. And there's reason to believe that they're overestimating the catastrophe losses that they'll have in the future. And that's why we think that there's a role for the Department of Insurance to be able to ask some questions and investigate these rate proposals more thoroughly to ensure that the rates being charged by State Farm or other insurers are not excessive.
There's also State Farm is requiring customers to keep at least a 1% wind and hail deductible in their policies. What is that about? And what do you think of that?
Well, wind and hail is, as I just said, one of the leading causes of damage and losses. Our roofs are very expensive to install and repair. And it makes sense that that's part of what's driving these rate increases. But what we're seeing here is that customers are being asked to pay more while getting less. This is in effect pushing a little bit more of the risk onto policyholders. Another reason why we think the
Abe, I think we lost you there. So, all right, let me reset our conversation. This is the 21st show. We're speaking about insurance, broadly speaking, but we were prompted to have this conversation by State Farm's announcement that its Illinois customers would see an average increase of 27% in their home insurance rates. I guess full disclosure, I should say my family uses State Farm for its home insurance. We switched to that company just about a year and a half ago after a previous insurance company wanted to raise our rates by 40% from 1 year to the next. So, I guess it's all a matter of perspective. We are talking about this with Abe Skar, State Director of Illinois PIRG, the Public Interest Research Group, and Lynn McChristian, who is Director of the Office of Risk Management and Insurance Research at the Gies College of Business at the U of I in Urbana. 800-222-9455 if you want to join us today. 800-222-9455. And let's now go to the phones where Kamyar is in Normal on line one. Kamyar, thank you for calling in.
Howdy, how are you all doing?
Doing well. How are you? What's your insurance situation like?
So I'm doing well. I have Farmers. I have the bundled insurance with both home and auto. I've had that basically my whole life through my family as well. I'm originally from California, so my perspective on this is interesting in that A, my dad actually used to work for State Farm. He had retired recently, so I would hear, and he specifically worked in the auto division, so I heard more about that. But they did tell me that Farmers actually canceled their policy because they live in California in an area that was affected by the fires. So because their house had specific markers that led to their property being more prone to catching fire, like, for example, a wooden fence, which almost every house has, and having an RV that was within 15 feet of the property, which was also odd to me, their insurance was canceled. So they ended up having to buy or go through the California supplemental insurance. For me personally, I'm a new homeowner, so I haven't quite felt the rate increases yet. I don't know if that's going to affect my mortgage in the next coming years. I know I
Yeah.
already had a huge tax increase, but that's a separate thing. But yeah, for my perspective on things is that personally, insurance companies need to understand that, their entire business model is hedging that you don't have to use their services so that they can bank all that money. And obviously, with what's happened in the recent year or two regarding insurance and how people feel about it, I understand that this is some sort of like rubber band effect that they're going through, but this is just going to cause more of that animus and more of that, like, you know, drumming up of political discourse regarding all of this and you know, just in the public sphere. And I think that this is probably like the worst thing that they could be doing right now.
Interesting.
Especially on things in the future.
Yeah, you don't really hear people like proclaiming their love for their insurance company the way they might for, you know, Apple or something like that. Nobody's putting a sticker of State Farm on their laptop or anything, probably. All right, Kamyar, thank you for that call. I appreciate it. Lynn McChristian, do you want to respond to anything he had to say there?
Sure. You know, insurance companies don't arbitrarily decide on a Friday morning that they're going to raise rates. They have to look at the trends. And I understand there's not a single person that says, yay, I get to pay my insurance premium. Nobody says that. But it's not the insurance company that's making you get homeowners insurance. It's the mortgage company. They want to protect their loan. And what it is that when a company raises its rates, they understand that that's going to force their consumers to shop. The thing about Illinois is we have a very competitive insurance marketplace, and there's lots of choices, and people should shop. The other thing they should do is insurance is not a set it and forget it type of thing, and too many people do that. They need to have, homeowners need to have a conversation once a year with their insurance company, their insurance agent, to ask, am I still well covered? What can I do to lower costs? How can I manage my risk? To speak to the gentleman's comment about a policy getting canceled, it doesn't really get canceled unless somebody, the policyholder, does something wrong. It gets non-renewed. And what that means, insurance policy lasts for a year. After the year, the insurance company says, thank you very much for your business, but I can't afford to keep your risk on my books. Insurance is risk transfer. You have a $500,000 home. The insurance company is saying that for this premium, I will rebuild your $500,000 home. And so that risk is type is an equation. The other thing is he mentioned.
I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I hear what you're saying there. And I get the distinction, but it's not like, you know, I think a lot of people think of insurance as another bill they pay, the way they do their Netflix subscription and their power bill. And it's not like Netflix is like, yes, you're streaming too much. We're not going to renew our contract with you. Insurance is different in that way than most other products.
Of course it is. Yeah. But also it's knowing your risk. So, you know, what you pay for insurance is sending you a signal about that risk. So he mentioned the fact that, you know, you have a wooden fence in a wildfire area. Yeah, you shouldn't. Okay. You know, so it's like taking your insurance company can be your partner and saying, how do I minimize that risk, get rid of that wood fence, put something else that's fire retardant, and then you can lower your costs. So it's like that conversation needs to happen.
Abe Scar, what do you think of this?
Well, a couple things. First off, I agree that insurance, when done properly, should provide price signals about how consumers can lower their risk. And that's beneficial not only for that individual policyholder that's reducing their risk, but it's for society at large, as, you know, we're pooling risk through insurance. So when we collectively lower our risk, that has broader societal benefits. But I don't think that insurance is doing that well enough in the property and casualty market, in part because both in car insurance policies and in some homeowners policies, they're not solely basing decisions on your safety as a driver or the risk profile of your property. They're also using other rating factors like credit scores to set your prices. And that sends a distorting message to consumers, because often one of the things you can do to lower your car insurance rate, for example, is to improve your credit score, not be a safer driver. The other comment I would make is that, you can shop around, and we also encourage people to shop around, but there's limits to that strategy when everybody is raising rates. In Illinois, homeowners insurance rates have increased by 50% over the last 3 years, more than all but one other state. So there's just limits to how much you can do to shop around. And I, speaking for myself, I don't prefer to shop for insurance every or more frequently based on rate increases. And that's why I think it's not just an individual problem with individual solutions. We need the state government to step in and have some oversight over these rate increases.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to take a break. We'll continue this conversation after that. We are speaking about State Farm's decision to raise homeowner insurance rates an average of 27% across Illinois, and some of the consequences of that, and also the broader picture of insurance and severe weather and related topics. We're speaking with Lynn McChristian of the U of I and Abe Scar of the Illinois PIRG, the consumer advocate. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.
Support for the 21st Show comes from listeners like you and the Des Moines Art Center, presenting Firlai Baez, featuring colorful, large-scale works engaging history and legacy. On view through September 21st. Details at DesMoinesArtCenter.org.
It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about State Farm's rate hikes on homeowners insurance in Illinois and the bigger trends of insurance costs and regulation. Later in the hour, we'll talk about the way our changing climate is affecting the insurance industry. But now we're talking about this with Abe Scar of the consumer advocacy group Illinois PIRG and Lynn McChristian, Senior Instructor of Finance and Director of the Office of Risk Management and Insurance Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. I should note we reached out to State Farm several times as we were preparing today's conversations. They got back to us with a statement. We had invited them to join us. It's a long one. I'm just going to read part of it. They say, "Our recent rate filing in Illinois reflects the risk we see in this state. Home insurance claims costs are exceeding premiums collected in Illinois. The costs of materials and labor have risen, affecting how much it costs to repair or rebuild homes. Trends in recent years also indicate damaging storms are more frequent here. In fact, Illinois had more hail damage claims than any other state except Texas in 2024. The core promise of homeowners insurance, State Farm says, that your insurer pays your claim according to your policy only works if the policy's rates match the underlying risk. Accurate risk-based pricing makes sure that insurers like State Farm can pay claims during some of life's toughest moments for policyholders. Overregulation and refusal to allow companies like ours the ability to charge accurate rates leads to a less competitive market and fewer choices for consumers. When it comes to choice, we are proud that homeowners in the U.S. are able and do choose State Farm more than any other insurer. Real solutions to risks include strengthening homes and properties against extreme weather, promoting accurate pricing, and reining in lawsuit abuse," State Farm says. You can join us today at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And let's go now again to the phones. Lou is calling from Olney, Illinois. Lou, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
What's going on? I understand you were an insurance agent at one time.
I was an insurance agent for about 7 years before I switched to education. I was a high school business teacher and coached cross country and track.
So what is your perspective on what State Farm is doing?
It's a competitive field. So if you're not happy with, you know, State Farm, there's other agents, other insurance companies that you can get, quotes from. So I think it doesn't hurt to shop around when you feel like your rates are too high.
Yeah. And you think, do you get the sense that most people are interested in doing that work, shopping around, or more like, I think it was Abe who said before the break, he's not enthusiastic, and I will side with that. I would rather not go through that entire process every single year. But what was your experience with that?
Well, my father and my grandfather, it was my grandfather's agency originally, we were independent agents. So the nice thing about an independent agent is that they represent multiple companies. So sometimes if you have a good agent, they will be shopping around your policies with, you know, the different companies they represent. So sometimes they will do all that work for you, so you don't have to make all the different phone calls to different agents. So, nothing against State Farm or other agents, insurance companies, but an independent agent can do a lot of that work for you.
All right, Lou, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's also talk to Dana calling from Silvis, Illinois. Dana, thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for letting me speak. We're seeing effects like this in our economy, not just in the insurance market, but lots of different markets. And I'm wondering maybe if it's not a time for us to start looking much differently about how we deal with these problems and get a more long-range approach. And the thing that's occurred to me this morning is, maybe it's possible with some investigation, it might turn out that the state of Illinois itself could develop a insurance division that could offer insurance to residents in the state of Illinois at much more competitive prices than the private insurance companies can. The natural reaction.
It's like a public option you're describing, like people, like Medicare or something, right? Take the profit motive out, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and not to, I wouldn't want to brand it with Medicare. I mean,
we do a lot of nice things
in this country, but we wind up overshooting, and instead of correcting things, we just throw them away. And that's what we're seeing going on now on the national level. It's possible if we did some planning and thoughtful investigating, that we might be able to provide homeowners insurance for people in the state of Illinois that live here that's much more competitive than State Farm. Because to start with, we don't have a profit margin that we have to maintain. And these companies are very secretive about what their profit margins are. They'll tell you about the costs that they need to make up, et cetera, et cetera. But they're not going to talk about what the salaries are and how much profit is in that margin. And I think it's an idea that we should really investigate and look into. I'm not saying it would work and it's going to be perfect.
Sure.
But we're getting run around the block here now in a lot of markets.
Dana, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. Interesting idea. Lynn, what do you think of that? Are there examples of people coming together and sort of doing a nonprofit insurance?
There are state-run, government-run insurance entities in states with very high catastrophe losses, namely Florida, Louisiana, California has an earthquake story. But the problem with those is they sound good in theory, but they charge inadequate rates. And the way they're structured is when the private market can't offer insurance that is deemed, and I'm putting quote marks, air quotes around the word affordable, these public entities step in, but they don't charge appropriate rates. And when you read the print in the contracts for that coverage, if they run out of money, they can assess everybody who has insurance in that entity. So it's not structured the way the private market is to make sure the funds are available in advance. It has a back-end mechanism to it, and it's very problematic.
Abe Scar, I wonder what you think of that, and you know, maybe this idea that even if it's not a government-run entity, you know, there are regulated utilities, right? Things like electricity. The private companies do have like limits on profits, and they have to have state approval for rates, which I gather is, you know, is something that does happen in other states, is state approval for insurance rates.
Yes, not exactly the same as utilities, which I do a lot of work on, and I think is a useful comparison, but not perfect. Utilities are natural monopolies or state-granted monopolies in their service territories and provide essential services. When it comes to homeowners insurance, it's not state-mandated, but the mortgage industry effectively requires them to get a mortgage. So I do believe that it doesn't call necessarily for the same type of rate regulation that utilities face, but some level of state oversight And when it comes to property and casualty insurance, almost every single state in the country has some form of rate regulation and has boilerplate language in its code that states that rates shall not be excessive, inadequate, or unduly discriminatory. Illinois does not. It is legal in the state of Illinois to charge excessive rates for car and homeowners insurance, and we think that should change, as well as giving the Department of Insurance some basic tools to investigate these rate increases and modify them if they find them to be excessive. That's the type of reform we've been calling for that the Department of Insurance has proposed and that Governor Pritzker is now supporting.
Let me share a couple of other listener reactions we've been getting. Tim in Peoria called in, couldn't stay on the line, but he says he's mad at State Farm because they cut his homeowner's insurance unexpectedly, though they kept him for his auto insurance. Overall, is not a fan of what they've been doing lately. We got a text message from Danny in DeKalb, who self-described former state-licensed insurance worker, who said, "My biggest piece of advice is to pay out of pocket for any home damage, if at all possible. That way there are no claims against your policy and your rate hikes won't be as substantial as they otherwise would be if you submit multiple claims. Insurance is meant to cover the big things, such as a new roof or new siding after a hailstorm. If you can afford to pay out of pocket for a $2,000 or $3,000 job, as opposed to using your home insurance, it'll save you more money and hassle in the long run. It's an upsetting reality, but reality nonetheless." Lynn McChristian, what do you think of that advice?
Well, I think that managing your deductible is a really important financial management tool. So, one of the things I say is you never should take a higher deductible than what you can afford. But if you can afford to have a $2,000 deductible, the higher deductible, the lower your costs are going to be. So that's a conversation to have with your agent. It does make sense. Insurance is for the big stuff. So it's, you're sharing in that risk. So that conversation is, what does it cost if I fool around with that deductible and change it a little bit?
We also heard from Tony in Champaign, who said insurance is a funny business. If they overestimate future claims, they can make undeserved profits. If we switch our insurance company, we may get stuck with them being unresponsive to our claims. I would shop around, but my wife only trusts State Farm, Tony says, so we'll probably not switch. Abe, what do you, we heard State Farm mention in that statement earlier that overregulation and refusal to allow companies like ours the ability to charge accurate rates leads to a less competitive market and fewer choices for consumers. I think there's an implicit warning to Illinois lawmakers in that statement. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's overblown rhetoric. Nobody is proposing really overblown regulation here. This is a basic consumer protection that almost every other state has, almost all Americans enjoy outside of Illinois. That's what we're talking about. And we're not talking about not allowing insurance companies to charge accurate rates. We're talking about having some oversight of what accurate rates are. And there are very good reasons to question whether this $500 million rate hike is accurately pricing rates, and then we think the state should have some oversight. I also think it's not true that as regulation goes up, competition goes down. That's not borne out by the facts. A report by my colleagues at the Consumer Federation of America looked into this in the car insurance context and found, using formal measures of competition, that actually, the states with stronger regulatory regimes had more competitive markets for car insurance. So that's an industry talking point, but it's not necessarily borne out by the facts.
Well, a fascinating conversation. I'm sure we will continue to follow this issue in the months ahead. Abe Skar, State Director of Illinois PIRG, and Lynn McChristian with the Gies College of Business at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.